嗨，大家好，欢迎来到今天的每日说英文口说挑战单元。我是今天的主持人 Jonathan。马上来看今天的例句。Hey, are you near a computer? Can you read this and see if it makes sense? Can you look something up for me? Could you do me a huge favor? Hey, are you near a computer? Can you read this and see if it makes sense? Can you look something up for me? Could you do me a huge favor?好，来看到今天的例句，蛮有趣的。今天第一个重点呢，是看到 near a computer。这边呢，念快一点的时候呢 ，nearer， 我们会把 near 跟 a 的声音连在一起。Are you near a computer? Are you near a computer? 你们发现念成 nearer, nearer, nearer， 把 near 跟 a 的声音连在一起。Hey, are you near a computer? Hey, are you near a computer? 这样 near a computer 才不会念起来不顺，所以这样念起来会比较顺一点。Near a computer， 好，注意到 computer 后面的 ter 的 t 的声音呢，我们其实会把它变成弱化，变成 d 的声音 computer， 或者是你直接把舌头往上顶滑过去就好了 computer， 好，这样都可以。Hey, are you near a computer? Hey, are you near a computer?好，看第二句，他说 Can you read this and see if it makes sense? 这就是比较难念的。看到第一个重点是 can， 这边 can 念快一点的时候呢，我们会念成 can， 念成轻音 can， 就像是肯定的 can。 Can you read this? Can you read this? 或者是你甚至发出只要发出一个 k 的声音就好。 Can you read this? Can you read this? Can you read this? 这样都可以。 Can you read this? 好，看到 read 跟 this 这边也会连在一起。 Read thisRead this， 把 d 的声音稍微省略掉，然后直接连到 this。Can you read this? Read this， 有没有发现并没有把 d 的声音咬出来 ？Can you read this? Can you read this? 好 ，Can you read this and see if it makes sense? 好 ，see if it， 这边 see if it 三个字我们也会连在一起，念快一点，念成 see if it，see if it，see if it， 都是念短母音 i 的声音。See if it， Can you read this and see if it makes sense?Can you read this and see if it makes sense? 好 ，makes 跟 sense 这两个字要连在一起，因为 makes 是 s 结尾 ，sense 就是 s 开头，所以连音的时候呢，只要念出一次的 s 就好了。Make sense, make sense。注意 ，make 是长母音 a 的声音，一定要把 a 的声音咬完。Make sense, make sense。好，所以第二句的念法再来复习一次。Can you read this and see if it makes sense? Can you read this and see if it makes sense?好，看到第三句 Can you look something up for me? 好，这句我也要注意的是 look 这个字大家很容易念错，不要念成 look， 要念成 look， look， 的声音 look。 Can you look something up for me? Can you look something up for me? 好，注意到 up 也是跟昨天一样 P 的声音呢，我们只要把嘴唇咬合就好了，不需要把 P 的声音的气音发出来。 Could you look something up for me? Up for me?有没有发现 up， 然后这就直接接到 for me， 所以不用把 p 的声音咬出来，不用念成 up for me， 这样会念起来还要停顿一下，所以直接念过去 up for me。Can you read some？ Can you look something up for me？ Can you look something up for me？ 好了，看到最后一句，他说 Could you do me a huge favor？ 好，要注意的是 could 跟 you， 因为 could 是 d 结尾的声音，然后接到 you 的时候呢，会把他们两个做一点音变，会变成 could you？ Could you？当然不用念成太做作 ，Could you 念成 Could you 就好了。Could you do me a huge favor? Could you do me a huge favor? 好 ，favor 这个字也是 Jonathan 常听大家念错的。这边 a 要念成长母音 a 的声音 ，favor， 不要念成 favor， 要念成 favor。Could you do me a huge favor? Could you do me a huge favor?好，那大家在揣摩这个语气的时候，可以稍微戏剧化一点。好，那我们来复习一下今天的例句。Hey, are you near a computer? Can you read this and see if it makes sense? Can you look something up for me? Could you do me a huge favor? Hey, are you near a computer? Can you read this and see if it makes sense? Can you look something up for me? Could you do me a huge favor?好，希望今天这个例句大家都有学会，大家可以从慢慢的开始念，然后之后再 越变越快，然后念起来越自然。好，那希望大家都有学会，我跟大家明天再见咯，拜拜。